University of Florida entomologist Michael Rogers, who will be one of the participants in the September 18th Citrus Grower Beekeeper meeting in Lake Alfred, discusses the meeting's structure and purpose. He notes that the citrus industry in recent years has taken steps to protect pollinator health.
This meeting has been organized by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services and is going to bring together both the Florida citrus growers and beekeepers. The meeting is going to kick off with a presentation that's going to be given by Commissioner Putnam, and he's going to discuss, obviously, the purpose and mission of the meeting and talk a little bit about the background of what's happening with both of these agricultural groups in the state and the problems that we're facing. After Commissioner Putnam's presentation, there'll be a series of short presentations from a panel of speakers that's been assembled by FDACS. Panelists are going to include a citrus grower and a beekeeper. Both of them will be discussing the challenges that they face. For the citrus grower, that challenge is citrus greening disease, and for the beekeepers, we're talking about colony collapse disorder. Following those presentations, we're going to have two additional presentations given by researchers from the University of Florida, IFAS. As a citrus specialist from IFAS, I'm going to be giving a brief presentation, outlining the challenges of pest management in Florida citrus related to managing the spread of citrus greening disease. I'll also talk a little bit about some of the extra measures that we've been taking as an industry, a citrus industry in Florida, to help safeguard pollinator health. And these are things that have been done, changes that have been made since about 2005 or 2006, again, trying to help safeguard pollinator health. The other presentation will be given by Dr. Jamie Ellis, who's an apiary specialist from IFAS. He'll talk a little bit about the current status of honeybee health in the state of Florida, including an update on colony collapse disorder and potential practices that might be of value to help ensure good pollinator health. Following those presentations, there will be some time for audience members to post questions to the panelists, and I'm sure there will be some group discussions that will follow that. The important thing to point out about the meeting is that this does come at a time when both the citrus and bee industries are facing very serious challenges that both would claim really do threaten the survival of both of our industries. Whether you're talking about solving citrus greening disease or colony collapse disorder of bees, there's no definitive answer on how to solve either of these tough problems that we're faced with. So while we know we're not going to come up with a solution to all these problems at this meeting, the goal of this meeting is to establish lines of communication between both groups that are going to help ensure that the critical needs of both the citrus and the bee industries are being met. And we expect that this is going to be a very informative meeting for everybody in attendance, and hopefully is going to help pave the way for continued future collaboration between the citrus and beekeeping industries, both of which are vitally important to the state of Florida.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.